Britain's highest court ruled today that the government cannot detain foreign terror suspects indefinitely without trial. The ruling is a setback for the British government, which had argued that the detention of some foreign suspects was necessary to protect the country from attack. Joining me to discuss the ruling is Glenn Frankel, London Bureau Chief of the Washington Post. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
This decision was made by 9 judges in Britain's House of Lords. What did they say?
Well, basically, they were looking at the long-term detention without trial of, about a dozen or so foreign nationals here in the UK. And their ruling today essentially was that this detention violated European human rights laws on 2 levels. That, first of all, it was a violation of their rights itself. It was incompatible with Europe's human rights laws. But secondly, that it was discriminatory because these provisions, you know, applied to non-citizens of the UK, but not to citizens.
Now, the detainees were being held under anti-terrorism laws enacted just after September 11th. Where does this ruling leave those laws?
Well, mostly intact, but this specific provision which allowed foreign nationals to be held indefinitely, that's now up for grabs. I mean, basically what the government had argued was that they were willing to deport these people as they might deport other foreign nationals accused of crimes, except that to send them back to their host country might cause these people to be tortured or killed, and therefore they couldn't deport them back to their home country, but at the same time they couldn't allow them loose on the streets of Britain because they were a terrorist threat. So their solution, the government's solution, was to lock them up indefinitely. What the court is saying today is that that's not going to work. You're either going to have to try these people in a regular court, or you're going to have to come up with some other form of custody, for example, an elaborate form of house arrest. But they're going to have to come up with something different than simply locking them away indefinitely.
The British government has, though, said that these detainees are a threat to national security. What has been its response to the court ruling?
Well, no response as of yet. We're expecting to get something this afternoon. As it happens, there's a new Home Secretary. The person in charge of internal security is a brand new cabinet minister appointed last night after the previous secretary, David Blunkett, resigned in a sex scandal. So the new secretary, a guy named Charles Clark, has a lot on his plate, and today this is directly on it.
Just one last thing. What does this decision mean to Britain?
Well, this is interesting. I mean, the British have been undergoing the same kind of debate between civil libertarians who have said that the Anti-Terrorism Act of 2001 is draconian and that it denies sort of fundamental liberties, and those folks who have argued that this is a security issue, that Britain faces a terrorist threat, and that therefore these kind of measures are absolutely necessary. This debate here in the UK echoes very closely the one going on in the United States right now. But civil libertarians were saying that these 11 detainees amounted, in effect, to Britain's Guantanamo. These folks were locked away, facing indefinite detention, that this was fundamentally a violation of civil liberties in Britain, and that the British government wouldn't be in any shape to argue for democracy and freedom if they didn't do something about these detainees. So this has been a long-standing debate here in this country, just as it's been in the United States.
Thank you very much. Glenn Frankel is the London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.